Amen. Our sponsor today is the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all, she won't just bless your shoes off. She'll bless your shoes and socks off. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Okay, are we ready?
Ready to roll, sir.
Okay, so let me get back on track and just give a quick context. So Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is a wonderful teaching tool, and many of the passages in it are for teaching. So it's hard to take a teaching tool and say, oh, yeah, compare that to a song. So let me put that in context and back up there. So the rest of chapter 5, I'm going to skip over, okay? For several different reasons, most of which they don't really fit with music, because we talk about murder and adultery and divorce, oaths, keeping oaths, and eye for eye. So good passages, good for teaching and instructing, but we're going to move on because I'm going to play some music. So let's go to the end of chapter 5, love your enemies. This is verse 43. Okay. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Okay. So, and we'll continue on from there. Now, these next 5 songs are just, they don't have anything to do with Scripture. They're just, I like the songs. They're kind of peppy songs. It's not Friday. It is Thursday. But we're close enough, right?
Yeah.
So, this next song is a remake, and I think I know who it's by, but I know who did the remake, okay? Michael Bublé, and it's called Such a Night. and I really like it. It's a catchy kind of 60s big dance, kind of Frank Sinatra-ish type tune. So let me see if I can get to it here. Okay, so basically the scenario is he's met a woman and had a wonderful night. Not necessarily, he's had a good, at a dance or something. So, anyway, he's singing about it. So here we go.
It was a night, oh what a night, it was, really was such a night. Oh, the moon was bright, oh how bright it was, really was such a night. Oh, the night was alive with stars above. When she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss, ooh, it was a kiss, it was, really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips set me afire. I reminisce, I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, what a night. Oh, it was a night, it was a really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Oh, such a kiss, oh, such a night. In the moonlight, how will I remember? I'll always remember that I gave my heart to her in sweet surrender. How will I remember? I'll always remember. Oh, that night, oh, what a night it was, really was such a night. And when we kissed, I had to fall in love. Well, she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. And the dawn, dawn, dawn. And my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn. Oh, before that dawn. Ooh, oh, ooh. Such a night.
Okay, that was Michael Bublé and Such a Night. That's what I imagine the musical version of Song of Solomon being like. I mean, I get that he's really fallen in love, or he's in love in that song. He's just so happy and singing about, and that's what I get the musical, I imagine the musical version of Song of Solomon would be if it were the modern day. Anyway, I like that song. Okay. So, a little more scripture and then another song. This is Matthew chapter 6. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Okay. This next song has nothing to do with that passage. I like it. It's a hit song back from the late 60s, Neil Diamond. Here we go.
Girls outside, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to groove me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to groove me. Catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Alright. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. On a piece of sight, ain't.
I think it was 66 that was a hit for Neil Diamond. And so, Cherry Cherry. Okay, I got three or four more songs we're going to get to. We're going to continue on with Matthew. This is Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Of course, all of these are some of the most famous passages in the Bible. So, and this is probably one of the most famous because it's cited in a majority of services, a lot of services. Okay, so this is Jesus actually give instruction on prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask them. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Okay. Okay, this next song is one of my all-time favorites. I distinctly remember this song when it first came out, and I was fascinated by it. It's by Paul Simon, who's, in my opinion, just a genius songwriter. This is him on his own in the mid-'80s, I believe. This came out in like 86 or 87. Anyway, you can call me Al. This is Paul Simon.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, gone. He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
Simon, and it's hard not to move during that song. So anyway, a favorite of mine. We're going to continue on here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, talking about fasting. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. When your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Okay, this next song is a cover song, and the song is actually called Cheerleader, and I forget who the original group was that sang it, but this is a cover song by a group called the Pentatonics. What's interesting about this group is they're all a cappella, so no instruments. Now, it sounds like they have some instruments, but they're using their voices, so they got it like a beatbox and all this. This is Cheerleader by the Pentatonics.
Not really, 'cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, well, she walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Say, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was a cover of Cheerleader by the Pentatonics. They've got a great Christmas album, by the way. They do Little Drummer Boy, and I just have some. Yeah, they've got some great. Their Christmas album is one of my most favorite now. So, Anyway, that is it. It's a wrap, folks. I made it one more show. Here, you got your filler in for this week.
Help for the week.
That's it. That's it. I don't know the quality, but you got the quantity.
Make it last till next month, y'all.
Yep, that's it.
We appreciate you, sir.
Yeah.
You're awesome. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Tom Ivester. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Remember, stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast with Pastor Dwight.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family.
Thank you all.
If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Truth Broadcast.